Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, ShadowTheDarkness.net. Thursday night, the 14th of October, and, the ritual's begun all across the United States, around the world. It is on the satanic calendar, starting on the 13th. They're seeking children, abducting for holding for later on. We've gone over this the last number of nights. We are on a series that deals with, the depth of these kind of rituals. I'm going to tell you why. Because behind globalism, behind the destabilization, behind all of this, satanic powers are operative. The Word of God says, Ephesians 6, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against an array of, they're called in the Greek, cosmocrators. They are the wicked forces in the heavenly realms. Now, they're there. They always have been since their fall. But there's the laws of engagement. They have to have the rights to come over. They've got to, and let me tell you something. If you know the biblical revelation, specifically biblical prophecy, then you know that in the end of days, we will be at a saturation point. We will be at a point where, like the Hoover Dam, the waters will crest to the top, pressuring and pressuring and bulging at the seams so that everything from that side to this side breaks out. How else could they do it? Global control, an antichrist, homo satanus. Listen, we are talking about the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. In other words, what God has said will occur is occurring, and so much more to happen all around us. Tonight, 500 million rituals. That's what we're going to engage, take a look at. Listen, you might have to get a pen and paper out, and you might want to, you know, do the statistics with me. You might have to kind of put your wig back on after it's been blown off a couple of times. But tonight, and the urgency in the last number of months, for me, in this field that we've worked in, is simply bring out all the stats, bring out all the exposure, bring out all the information. And that really is the, compelling part of the biblical call to expose evil deeds of darkness, Ephesians 5. And so that's what it's a part of, and it's a part of revealing what God has shown. Right out of hell's kitchen, right out of Satan's playbook, we have... we have the pictures, we have the glimpses that God has given. Then we look, and I'm simply going to give you a report of what the dark side is actually doing. Now, please understand, this is not a report for anybody to run in fear. This is not a report. This is a report to give an alert, to sound an alarm, to be able to say, ramp up your life as a believer, stand up as never before, ramp up those prayers. We need revival. We need individuals that will take a stand. So I went out today, and this happens a lot. People ask me about certain movies. So I went out today and saw the movie Case 39. Case 39. What's it all about? Well, it's about a family with a child, and it looks like they're an abusive family. They're going to try to kill the child. A social worker or a counselor gets involved. They think it's the parents' fault at first. They get the little girl out. The little girl is as sweet as apple pie. Well, that's what it looks like on the outside, but later on, it's very clear that something dark and sinister is on the inside that leads to the deaths of others. It is kind of bizarre, and let me tell you something. There's very real glimpses. I can tell you right now, anybody that has been working in satanic ritual abuse, down to the ages now, the fourth generation, 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, well, this is going to strike you. It brought me to tears to see the movie because I know of cases, real cases, not the movies, of events very similar. Children showing up as foster children, and it's found out later that they have many sub-personalities, demonized, programmed, and they know ancient languages, they know how to do rituals, they know how to summon the demons. into the fourth generation. The numbers I give you tonight, 500 million. The numbers I give you tonight, 4 to 10 million SRA MPD. Well, it may be off the charts. It may really be 50 million or more. In the United States alone. Listen again, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. This is Russ Dizdar. We're going to give you an urgent update concerning satanic rituals, satanic ritual abuse. It hasn't gone away. It wasn't really it was a panic literally in the end of the 80s and 90s because law enforcement had to respond and psychiatry had to respond and insurance industries had to respond, and they still are. They still are. The stats may be now, according to Colin Ross, Canadian psychiatrist, wrote the book called Project Bluebird, subtitled The Purposeful Creation of Multiple Personality Disorder. Now, he goes over all the facts of the CIA and the psychiatrists and the doctors and the foundations money-wise, and all this is involved. But he agrees with an assessment in the book that there may be, and this is a book maybe 5 years ago, there may be up to 10 million cases. I've got to ask the question tonight. You and I've got to ask this question tonight. If there are 10 million cases of those who have been purposely split and subpersonalities created and demonized and using for a very dark agenda, well then, let's ask the other question. Why so many? One more question. Who did this? I don't doubt that perpetrators are going to be listening to this. I don't doubt that MP3s will be downloaded and be listened to right there at the False Memory Syndrome Foundation itself, let alone ritual centers and places, even the Bohemian Grove. They've been downloaded down there by the Vatican all throughout Germany, Black Forest, other places. You know, where the big rituals go on, they know how to do the stuff. They're at the crest of the wave when it comes to technologies. And if it is true that infiltration has occurred, CIA, DOD, DIA, and NSA, and all the rest here, you have no idea how deep, broad, wide the belly of the beast really is. Europe. Where the Antichrist has been operative behind the scenes, that's my opinion. There's no apocalypse yet. He's not come out into the public view. That won't occur until after the chaos. Then his rise. It'll be the apocalypse Anthropos Anamos, 2 Thessalonians 2. You know this if you're a believer. But he has to be here many years prior. He's not going to come to power at 5 years old. Even if he comes to power at 30. That means he has been born, he has been operative behind the scenes with his regime. And listen, a lot of that can be cut into not just conspiracies as far as smoke, but where the real smoke is, there's real fire, and it can be engaged. More exposure can be, and I think exposure is coming because they're bulging at the seams to get the chaos on the one hand. They're ready. That's what all the undergrounders tell me. And on the other hand, there's really more that are seeing this agenda. It's so big, so broad, so wide that some of it is being spotted. Biblically, we have the clear picture. We just need to simply look at the biblical picture and then look around and be able to say, like Peter on the day of Pentecost, when he, in reference to Joel's prophecy being fulfilled, Peter said, "This is that which the prophet Joel had prophesied about." And I'm going to simply say that what we're going to talk about tonight is part of that, what 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says, a secret power of lawlessness is already operative, supernaturally operative. That Anthropos Anamos, the man of lawlessness, there's going to be an apocalypse that he's going to be unveiled to the world at some point. But not until the great chaos, the great rebellion, the great revolt. With that, and the rise of the Antichrist, it tells us that it's in accordance with the work, Greek word, supernatural operative work of Satan. in all kinds of counterfeit, pseudo is the Greek word, signs, wonders, miracles. So the spiritual dimension of manifested events, experiences, encounters, doctrines, writings, engagements, voices, it's just all over the place. And the deception is so thick and so broad and so wide, hundreds of millions to the point now, billions. But you got to understand something. Biblical prophecy alone tells us that hell's agenda is all of the billions. And ultimately, globalism, control, use, well, all the other things that go with it. But tonight, we're going to just deal with the, and be confronted with some factors that I would pray right now in Jesus' name, the Spirit of God would guide and lead and direct you. That, listen, have your Bible and have your, discernment on, and we trust the Spirit of God to guide and lead. I'm just going to give you a report from the trenches, and I'm going to say that tonight, psychiatrists, psychologists who really understand multiplicity in the sense of satanic ritual abuse, where it's been caused, I'm going to say that there's military individuals, that there are counselors, social workers, pastors, and thousands of other helpers that have all engaged in the last 30 years, those who have been split, demonized, programmed, placed, and you have been dealing with those who wanted the help, or those who have been sent to infiltrate and disrupt you, if not bring you down. Tonight, October the 14th, in the midst of the middle of this month, in the kickoff, excuse me, for this ritual dates that we have, and again, I'm saying you can go to the satanic calendar on a research search in on the web, and you can see what anybody can see, and those are just those, just the rituals that are listed in a generic way. 13th through the 30th, preparation, All Hallows Eve, Samhain as some call it, Halloween, abduction, and the holding, ceremonial preparation of individuals. Thousands and thousands of the victims of SRA MPD can tell you all the details about these things. October 28th through the 30th, Satanist High Unholy Day. Human sacrifice each day, it's reported. October the 30th through the 31st, All Hallows Eve, Halloween night, blood, sexual rituals, so forth. And it's animal and or human. And that's the big buildup when so many others, I mean, Druids and Wiccans and Pagans and New Agers, they will all tell you that the 30th and 31st, the veil between that side and our side grows thin. Maybe because so many on that side are seeking to cross over. It may be because of the dates and time and arrangement that this is when gateways are to be opened. It's also because so many on practitioners will seek to open the doors. Don't forget November 1st, human sacrifice. Don't forget November the 4th, satanic revels. And girls between the ages of 7 and 17 will be used. Going to ask you how you doing tonight. Catch your breath a little bit. Let me catch mine. And let me tell you that one of the movies that I think out there that would give a little bit of a glimpse, a little bit, whoever did this movie somewhat knew the behind-the-scenes working of the creation of satanic chosen ones. Bless the Child. Older movie now, but Bless the Child. I even looked up the author. I sent letters to the publisher. I wanted to get into a discussion. But the movie called Bless the Child. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not about you getting engaged. You're engaged one way or the other. By silence, we allow things to go on uncontested. By yieldedness to God, by saying yes to God's, you know, question of who will I send. So I would ask that after you hear all these stats and what I have to say at the end, I just want to apply Isaiah 6, when God does say, who will I send? Now, I pray that you will really, as a believer in Christ, know the enormity of the glory of God in Christ, the clothing of his power, the authority you have, the armor, and what it is to be a fearless, fierce witness for Christ, and why we need to be that nowadays. We are in a mission. All of heaven is engaged. Everyone that wants to be a part are going to find that God is operative, active, and very demonstrative in the winning of souls. It's what it's all about. You think of the cross, it's what it's all about. And what Jesus did there, it's what it's all about. The compelling nature of the love of God. So, tonight, welcome to all the live listeners everywhere, whether by satellite, shortwave, local areas, or internet worldwide. I want to say simply this. Write to us. Let us know from where you are listening. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. The email address, simply ShatterXmail@SBCGlobal.net. ShatterXmail@SBCGlobal.net. And thank you for those who have written in lately. Thank you for those that have given testimony of the incredible engagement you've been having with God, turning your life over to Christ completely, and learning how to, you know, well, stand up and take up the cross and follow Christ. For all the, the victims, for those who are perpetrators, may God engage accordingly. Extraordinary miracle, extraordinary encounter, well, that's what God does. He does it to this very day, just like the book of Acts. And let me say this also. To all those who download by the thousands and thousands in up to 80 countries of the world sometimes, I don't know how far this night's providential 1 hour, you know, where it'll go. But I want to say to the Russians, to the Germans, to the Finns, to the Poles, to the Czechs, to all across Europe, the belly of the beast, that the project to develop these satanic chosen ones is deeper and broader than even the United States and Canada and Australia. In Australia, no question. In Canada, no question. Let me say to all the thousands of those, listen, a psychiatrist and psychologist and counselor and social worker and pastor and lay worker and helper, all the thousands and thousands that have been working to help. You've engaged subpersonalities. You've engaged programming. You've engaged denial and assassins and ritual workers. And you've engaged some of those bizarre things. You've engaged personalities, and you've seen the authority of Christ, and you've seen some healing, and you are helping them and loving them. You've also seen the dangers. To those that do not know, pastors specifically, let me tell you, it's very possible that your church has these kinds of individuals there. Someone called me last week and said, there's one of those individuals here at the church tonight, and they're targeting me, and they've come, and they named the area they came from, where four others came from, where a watcher has come from in our area taking pictures of our house. So I mentioned to them that if you've got somebody there that's on assignment to infiltrate, to observe you, to bring some chaos there, then it means that probably the coven's already been there. It means that it's already been observed, and they're there for a reason. And once that is known, once we do what we need to do, like in Acts chapter 5, or like with Paul later on in the book of Acts, when a Jewish sorcerer was trying to pervert the right ways of the Lord, well, the hand of God came and demonstrated an incredible public power encounter. And let me just simply say it this way. May God do that. Even tonight, may God do that in the midst of wherever this is downloaded and listened to. May the authority of Christ, the grace of Christ, may God's hand be outstretched to show incredible sign, wonder, and power encounter that comes from him. May the Lord Jesus crush the demonic and open the eyes of even perpetrators to the authority and power and wonder and warning of Almighty God. 500 million satanic rituals in the United States of America. That's the lowest possible figure I'm going to give you, and I'm going to give you the reasons why. I'm going to give you the stats here in a moment. Some of you that have never heard of SRA, it means satanic ritual abuse. MPD, multiple personality disorder. Now it's called DID. You can look it up in the DSM-3, DSM-4, the Diagnostic Manual for the American Psychological Association. It's kind of their Bible on diagnosis and basic treatments. There's tons of books. I've tried to read every single one that's ever been out there. I've tried to be at every conference in the last 20 years. I've tried to learn and listen. There's good stuff. There's disinformation. There's one manual out on the web. Massive disinformation. So maybe we'll do a deep report on that later on. The series this week was Satanic Rituals in the USA, and we're on Thursday night dealing with the current stats. And why it will grow into unprecedented numbers. Now, I gave you the terms SRA, satanic ritual abuse, MPD, multiple personality disorder. That, in other words, it involves people who have had their solical side, their personality split again and again and again, sub-personalities, alters. Now, for the psychiatrist out there and the psychologist, your field should know this very well. 1947, a book is published, G.H. Estabrooks. In his chapter on the weaponization of this process, he declares very clearly that they have learned how to create subpersonalities in soldiers, creating assassins, spies, reconnaissance agents, disinformation agents, on and on and on. Back in 1947, that book was released. You can look at Dr. Cameron out of Canada. You can look at Dr. Orne, and also Dr. Jolly West. You can look at Gottlieb. You can look at MKUltra. You can look at all of these factors. But here's what I know. Listening right now are victims who have never come forward. Listening right now are those who recon the information we bring out. Listening right now in a providential way, it may be those whom God grips for getting involved in a broader way. Let me say this, the 1970s, they began to show up in psych wards and counseling centers. They were diagnosed schizophrenics in the beginning, but they weren't. They didn't just have delusion, they had separate subpersonalities. More than one, sometimes 10, sometimes 20. Later, they're finding 50 or 100 or 200 subpersonalities. Personalities that were distinctly trained or program trained to be a sexual slave and someone who can use their sexual prowess to bring compromise. There's assassins, there's runners, there's informers, there's every kind, there's those on the inside that have been empowered demonically. They can astral project, they can remote view, they can do all kinds of things. They have a connection. They know how to do satanic ritual warfare on the inside. The upfront person may not know a thing. We call that them being intact because they're created so that the front person doesn't know what they really are. Though they miss time, though they go to rituals, though they do their assignments, though they're placed in government, law enforcement, in military, in churches everywhere, the reason they are placed there by the hundreds of thousands is for what's about to come. In the 80s, the reports were there were thousands and then hundreds of thousands. In the early 90s, Centennial Hospital in Denver, Holly Hector reported statistics of 2.4 million cases, with the majority being satanic ritually abused cases. Now, that was probably a fourth of what was really out there. Later on, Colin Ross, as I say, agrees with the assessment, 10 million. We've lowered the scale. Somebody say at least 4.5 million diagnosed cases, where they've gone to the psych wards and to the counseling centers and the places to where they've been marked down. Well, marked down is DID, MPD, and or SRA. But half the people we've worked with have never been to a psych ward, never been diagnosed outside in a secular institution. So the numbers of those that were coming that were in their 40s, well, you know, 20 years ago in their 30s, those folks that began to show up in the 80s and 90s, well, now they're in their 50s. And before they knew it, they were, you know, they were having children back there 20, 30 years ago. And what's been found out is that their children have become multiples also, that have sub-personalities, demonized, programmed, and that those in their 30s have had children also that may be earlier, well, 23, 24, 25. And then what we've found out is that untouched, undealt with, this generational bloodline, this agenda moves down and has moved down to that fourth generation. If we want to say that there are, after the 70s, 80s, and 90s, the millions, 2010, if the statistics really hold, even if we were to say 5 million total, I believe it's 10 million or more, but if we were to say 5 million that are in their 50s, well, then they had children, and then they had children, and now they've had children that are 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. There is a fourth generation. What this means is the 4 to 5 million have had 4 or 5 million, and they have had 4 or 5 million, and they now have had 4 or 5 million. The insurance industry has poured out, shelled out millions of dollars in care. And if a victim has a spouse that has insurance, like a federal officer that we knew, and the wife that was one of the most powerful ones out of Germany, out of roots in Germany, now they were sent to a hospital 21 days when the insurance ran out, thousands and thousands of dollars, then they were booted out. That's how it works. I've worked with a number of people that contacted me. Their insurance only goes so far, and then they have to leave. I noticed in our area, every single psych ward we've been to visit what they have termed, deep down inside, they've called chosen ones, or, again, created to be used in the satanic agenda. Whatever terminology. Some have called them BWBs. Some have called them other titles. Some listening might feel that they're really advanced. But we're only talking right now the United States. Add in Australia. Add in Canada. Add in the UK. And then add in Europe. What do we have, 20 million in Europe in their 50s? And their children, and their children, and their children? What about Russia, where it's been found evident all over? I'm going to say that the highest statistic, if you take all four generations, the 58-year-old, their children, and then those children's children, all the way down to the 8, 9, 10-year-olds, if you add in Russia and Europe, Scandinavian countries, England, United States, Canada, Australia, if you add in all of these, and if you go down to South America, to Paraguay, or to the colony of Dignidad, if you go to some of the other outposts, or to Italy and the Vatican, if you go across all these realms, let me tell you what, the high numbers... The high numbers could be over 100 million individuals who from birth by spiritual design with the goals of genetic manipulation, spiritually also, being split, being programmed, being demonized, being raised, being trained, being used again and again and again, being used to breed, then we're talking well over 100 million or more in the entire project. Now hang on to your seats. And when I say 100 million or more, I want to bring it back to the United States. Let's chop it down to five. Let's just chop it down to 5 million cases. And I apologize to all victims, because we surely do not want to underestimate how broad and wide. But I think the psychologists, I think those who understand the statistics on this issue, when you then go through the implications of one individual baby being born by spiritual design, maybe even by breeder, the child is born already dissociated, the constant dissociation, creating of subparts, the bonding, the programming, the demonization, the marriage to the beast, all the way. Listen, let's take it all the way to 13. One, you ask any counselor, any psychiatrist, anyone working with a real satanic, ritually abused person, you can ask them, how many rituals did you go through when you were 2, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13? Let's just say by the time they're 15, this may be a very low number, year by year by year, they may have gone through 1,500. They may have gone through, let's just say, 1,000. As a matter of fact, we can take it down lower if you want. And if we say that there are 5 million cases of satanic ritual abuse, and then you times that by the rituals, let's just say they've gone through 100, not 1,000, which would be the norm. If you simply say one individual, oh, by the time they're 15, they've only gone through 100 rituals, where the demons are summoned, where blood is shed, animal and human, where sexual rituals are done, where ancient books are opened, where they've been in the atmosphere of the demonic, they know. They know the sounds, the smells, the fears, the chants. They know it all. So if we try to whittle it way down and say, well, they've only gone through 100 and there's only 5 million of them. Well, that's easy. That's 500 million satanic rituals in the United States alone. If you then take it to 1,000 rituals each, and then if you now go global and say, you know what, there must be 100 million of these kind of victims. You times 100 million and 1,000 rituals each over the last 50 years. I am telling you that the rituals being done from the 40s on, broadly in the agenda, the 50s on, that it is literally off the charts. Whether it's in France or Germany or Spain or Scotland or Ireland or England, whether it's Norway or Sweden, Finland or the Czech Republic, whether it's in Moscow or Los Angeles, whether it's in Toronto, or whether it's down under in Australia. I am saying that, and listen, counselors out there, you do the stats on this, really. When you go all four generations, not just those in the 50s, not just those that are in their late 30s, not just those in the mid-20s, but their children. Four generations. I've got one family where they're in every case. The late 50-year-old, that daughter, the next children down, and now they've got 8, 9, 10-year-olds. 8, 9, 10-year-olds are showing up all over the place. Multiple. Everywhere. That's how the agenda works. It's done within their breeding ground. It's done within their family bloodline. It's done within the system. Ancient brotherhood, Illuminati, whatever you want to call it. What I'm telling you right now is that at the lowest figure I can give Americans in 30, 40 years, 500 million rituals that involve blood, human sacrifice, animal sacrifice, the summoning of demons, bringing the dark side from their side to this side, bringing them into human bodies, and then also summoning them, releasing them in the air against and towards government, military, law enforcement, and used in ritual warfare to attack and infiltrate and bring harm to the church. I don't know if all those who are really complaining about the weakness of the American church understand that it's that the warfare is not flesh or blood. Ephesians 6. What did and does the Holy Spirit say? You can read the prophetic. You can read the words of Jesus, Matthew 24. You can read in the future, when God is engaging Luciferic globalism, his report in the future is that the billions won't get up. They're not going to give up their direct demon worship, magic arts. It's going to be maybe in the billions, the mark is taken. And the mother of all rituals, ritual warfare, ritual sending of demons, there's the clue, there's the picture of what's being done on lower scales now. Revelation 16 will show it to you. Talk about it being biblical. Talk about living in the trenches with it, in your home, in their homes, out in the fields, engaging perpetrators. So may I say to Americans, may I say to Canadians, may I say to the Aussies, may I say across the board when you're listening to this in your downloads, church leaders, and I want to say especially to those in Roma, to those in the religious structure of the Catholic system, you have been highly, since the 40s, deeply, broadly infiltrated. Lucifer's Lodge, written by a Catholic, telling on the Catholic issue of satanic ritual abuse in the system. So I'm telling you right now that this month, with the basic listing of rituals and all that is going on across the nation, that literally hundreds of thousands of rituals will be going on. That in a collective sense, October 30th and 31st, November 1st through the 4th, rituals will be going on in Russia, throughout Europe, England, Canada, Australia, United States, by the hundreds of thousands, the hundreds of thousands. Can I say it again? The hundreds of thousands. If any believer is listening to me now, you understand Acts chapter 4, when the body of Christ was together, they raised their voices together in prayer to God, seeking God to grant boldness. Power was manifested and released. They were all filled with the Spirit again. The building physically shook because the power of God, spiritual power manifested, literally affected the physical building even. And all the believers went out soul winning and sharing Christ, and God demonstrated his presence in his kingdom. The laws of engagement for the other side are the same. Think in terms of a ritual being a prayer meeting, where they are summoning and seeking powers, and those powers are wanting them to do this to accomplish the will of Satan. Christians, do you understand that God has his will? The will of God, good, pleasing, and perfect, Romans chapter 12, right? I understand that. I love being in the will of God. I want to be right there in the will of God. Why? There's nothing higher. There's nothing higher. It's good, it's pleasing, it's perfect. It's about God's redemption, God's will that none should perish, God's will that all, pos anthropos, 2 chapter Timothy, as we pray for lost souls, this is good and pleases God our Savior, who wills that all, pos anthropos, all humanity, would be. That's what God's after. And when believers are praying, power's coming, power's released. If you don't pray, there's no answers. The way it works is ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. If you don't ask, nothing's going to be received. If you don't seek, nothing is going to be found. If you don't knock, no doors will be opened. In Acts chapter 4, they correctly, in quoting scripture and led by the Spirit of God, they prayed that God would stretch out his hand. That's what I did prior to this broadcast. That's what I did concerning all the possible listeners, all those who would download later, all those who would be engaged. God, stretch out your hand to save, to heal, to deliver. Stretch out your hand to crush, in the name of Jesus, the dark powers. Stretch out your hands to strike churches and believers with great revival. Let the Spirit of God fall. May the hand of God be stretched out to do this. I read in 1 John chapter 5 that this is the confidence, the assurance we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he, hoida, listen, akouo, he hears us. That's the word akouo, he hears us, he hearkens. And if we know that he hears us, then we know. That's the word hoida. We factually know that we have the requests. To stand with confidence in praying for souls, to stand in confidence to pray for believers to be filled with the Spirit of God, to stand in confidence to pray against dark powers using the authority of Jesus. Do you pray with confidence? Do you pray with any demonstrative effect? If you're asking, is there any answers? If you're seeking, have you found? If you're knocking, are doors opened? That's what it's all about. So that in this Thursday night in this series, I'm just simply sounding the alarm. I understand that eventually hundreds of thousands will hear live and downloaded later on. I know it'll be passed along to others. I know that others will monitor it. And for each one in advance, before you've gotten to this portion, 42 minutes in, I have asked that God would engage you according to who you are, where you are. More than anything else, moving in my heart is simply this message, that God loves you, that Jesus did literally die and rise from the dead. Every demon in hell knows this. And he's alive. 2,000 years later, that Christ is the one dwelling in me for 36 years now. This is why I'm here. This is why I would go to a stupid movie, Case 39, sit there with two other people in the entire thing just to do it as research, to take a look at what they're doing, and see some of the similarities of cases I know. You know those cases are? I can name them. I can name the girls. I can name the boys. I can name the sub-personalities. I can name perpetrators. God is not willing that anyone be lost. And any Satanist victim, perpetrator listening now, you know very well from what we've said here, Jesu Christu, the Lord Jesus, the blood of Christ. If we say Yahweh Adonai, Isaiah 6, then your demons know. You should know as they shudder and want you to shut everything off that it is the infinite authority and power of God. Judgment day is coming for them. There's going to be a day, you read about it, Revelation 19, 20. You know, if you stay with this globalism, if you become one of their soldiers, Revelation 20, chapter 19, verse 20, I'm telling you right now, is your destiny. How many years away? I don't know. 10, 8, I don't know. Armageddon is not a man-made manufactured false flag thing. It is a long sought after spiritual quest by the fallen cherub, and God shows us already in the future that he gets there. Armageddon hasn't occurred, but it will. Armageddon will have most likely millions and millions of soldiers on the field. The Black Awakening, the chaos that will collapse society and governments, economic systems, bring enormous violence and kill millions. Well, that will come before the hidden regime and the Antichrist in the dust of it all, rises to act like the savior of the earth, savior of the nations, savior of humanity. The greatest deceit in human history is just upon us. God shows in biblical prophecy that the greatest destruction by the billions of humanity will be lost. Here's your opportunity. I'm telling you, proclaiming to you unashamedly with love in my heart to you, God loves you. God summons you. Repent now. Turn to the living Christ. Receive him as Lord, Savior. Receive him. Renounce the demonic. Renounce the dark side. Renounce the demons. Renounce the agenda. Renounce it all. Open wide to the living Christ. Psalm 81, 10. Every believer, let me say one of the reasons for this tonight. Well, it's the alert. It's giving you the stats at the lowest possible figure. And the lowest possible figure I'm going to even allow myself to give is 500 million satanic rituals. Someone says, well, I haven't really seen them. Well, you haven't been to the police, you know, academy where I saw hundreds of slides. You haven't maybe worked for 25 years with victims, and you haven't been willing to go out to the ritual fields and see the places. You haven't been at the chair next to the father whose daughter was ritually ripped apart as a 14-year-old and left in a field after she was used. See, for every case, 39, case 38, case 37, for me, case 312, for every case, it's a human being valued by God so much that God would come in human flesh and die for them on a cross. For the perpetrators, you are damned, you are doomed, you are your time is about up, and I can just appeal to you, as Saul of Tarsus went out breathing murderous threats, maybe God would engage you, and I pray that he will not let you alone, either save you or do whatever it takes to stop you. For the believers listening tonight, on the website shatterthedarkness.net, there is a series. Well, there's Confronting the Powers to the Left, an entire course. There's one that we're developing called Powerful in Prayer. There's one called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. If you want to really begin to meet the victims, engage the covens, learn more about all of it in an experiential way, that series, including helping police officers, already has about 14 hours. We might add a few more. Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, it's all there for the training. And it's absolutely free. All you got to do is download it and listen. But be ready for God to engage you. Be ready for God to speak to your heart, speak to your life. Can I say tonight that one of the things that I want to say is for you to engage the statistics. In your city, and here's what we found. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can check it out. You can go to the psych wards in your city, whoever you might know, wherever you can find access, and say, hey, have you had those who are multiple personality disorder here? Do you have those who have been reportedly satanic ritually abused? I know in our smaller city, every psych ward had them, still do. That's true across the nation. And what we've found, we haven't been to every city, but we've been doing these things called REEP trips, R-E-E-P, research, exposure, evangelism, prayer. Over the years, probably about 60 different cities. I'll be out into another state this next week. We have other folks coming in this week. But next weekend, 3 days out into another state, will be to the home of those who've been trying to help victims. We'll be engaging possibly parents, a third generation set of parents that are unhealed, part of the coven. And they had children that are multiple, demonized, and doing horrifically. Their lives have been stolen. For you who have had a life of some kind of, you know, bad things, okay, A lot of us have been raised. We had our bicycles. We lived, you know, in the late 50s and 60s and so forth. And, you know, here you are listening now. May God heal all your wounds, but may you also get up out of your seat. And whatever your age, be used of God in the most powerful way possible. Tonight, maybe later on tonight, I've had a hamburger earlier. I'll probably have some kind of meal. If I pay for a meal, say you go out somewhere and you pay $10 for a meal. They lay it out before you. So I put my fork out and I grab one green bean and I eat it. And I push the rest of the plate away. I pay my $10. I give my $2 of tip. Is that what I'm going to do? Am I going to pay and then eat one green bean off a plate that has chicken and mashed potatoes and bread? No. I'm going to go out there and, like me, probably eat everything on the plate. A lot of Christians, they have a plate that is really literally the plate of grace, the plate of mercy that came out of heaven. There we are in Christ with power and grace and might, spiritual gifts, all the workings of God, the pledge of the inseparable, unbroken, never failing presence of God. I will be with you always to the very end of the age. That's what Jesus said in the midst of the mission. But so many Christians, they've taken one little green bean off that place, that plate of grace. So they've taken one little bit. So many Christians, that's all they've got is one little bit, one little bite. Maybe 30 years have gone by and you haven't done anything with your spiritual life and you think your spiritual life is a wreck. You think your spiritual life is weak. Well, it is. Paul says in the third chapter of the book of Philippians, I take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Christ Jesus has taken hold of you and forgave you and freed you and gave you his presence, his power, the gift of eternal life, given you his very personal, all the promises, the word of God. You could grow. You could become so strong. You could become so fruitful. You read what Jesus said in John 15. You read it. No, you read it. He chose you to go bear fruit. Much fruit, fruit that'll last. You read John 15, see what it's all about. Why don't you decide tonight, as a believer in Christ, because of what Christ has done for you, because of what the mission of God is all about, because of the cross, because of the ugly, horrific, radical rise of evil, that you will surrender your life to Jesus Christ, that you will open wide to God in such a way that you will be willing to grow and become the most powerful witness, the most powerful prayer warrior, the most fearless individual that you can possibly become in Christ. How do you do that? Well, it all begins with surrender. It all begins with you surrendering the totality of your life. Is Jesus Lord or are you Lord? And when you surrender all to Christ and open up wide to Jesus, repenting of all sins, releasing all the past issues, asking God to cleanse you, asking God to heal you up, asking God to fill you, clothe you afresh with the Spirit of God, then you rise to be dedicated to the Word of God and put it into practice. What good is it if you don't put it into practice? James 1 says, well, for you, it's self-deceit. If you don't put it into practice, it's no good for you. It's good for anyone that does put it into practice. You can become so strong. You can become so powerful. I don't care if you're sitting there crying. I don't care if you're sitting there feeling like you're some kind of drunk, some kind of idiot. I don't care. If you say you've accepted Jesus Christ, you may have pushed him back. You may have grieved the Spirit of God, but the Spirit of God now speaks to you. Stop it. Stop it. And get up. Surrender your life to the living Christ. Ask him to fill your life, cleanse your life, repent of it all, and let him clothe you with the Spirit of God in a fire. And stand up to dedicate day after day after day after day and be persistent until you're really consistent with it all. until you see yourself growing. Acts 9:22, after Saul of Tarsus, the evil anti-Christian guy, you know, after he gets saved, after he gets filled with the Spirit, he begins to do the work, the mission. Acts 9:22, it says, then he began to grow more and more powerful. Dear Christian, whether in Europe, Russia, all through the areas, Canada, Australia, or the United States, most likely in every psych ward, in every city, you'll find someone who's been satanically, richly abused from birth on. That they have been really, really messed up. Transmuted is the good word. It's bad, but that's the word that explains it. And if you find one victim in your city, that means there's probably 10, 20, 30, or 100 more. And if you find a victim that's in their 50s, there's probably the next generation, and then there's 8, 9. Social workers know this. People down there in the children's service, they know this. Little kids with sub-personalities demonized, completely controlled by those above them. America, you have millions of them. Europe, you have millions upon millions of them. And at some point, without getting freedom, without getting deliverance, without getting healing, at some point they could be used when the global activation for the Great Revolt, the Black Awakening, and the cause behind the rise of Antichrist. See, they say they are the troops of Antichrist. We have an alert line and a phone number, 330-470-1303. You can call that number to report about satanic ritual abuse, covens. I'm just saying you can call anonymously. Nobody's going to answer. Nobody will call you back. Nobody's going to bother you. But call, and this is like a whistleblower number, 330-470-1303. It's on the website, shatterthedarkness.net. Listen, this is the end of the program tonight, and we'll be back on Friday night to give you some more. We want to say in all of this, may God's grace, might, power, beauty, love, and compassion be with you. It is without question we win. The goal is, though, let's take as many folks with us that we can. That's God's will. This is Russ Dizdar. The music is here. Keep us in your prayers. And for the entire work that we do, we ask you to consider support. ShatterTheDarkness.net. Good night.